Since 2002, the Human Rights Campaign Foundation's Corporate Equality Index has surveyed major businesses, including law firms, to benchmark important employer benefits and protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender employees and their families. This year, the IP law firm Finnegan achieved a 100% rating, highlighting the firm's benefits, programs, and policies that foster a culture of respect and understanding for LGBT employees. Partner Linda Thayer and associate John Crocetti join us to go beyond the score for an inside look at Finnegan's initiatives. Linda and John, thanks for being with us. I know you both serve on Finnegan's LGBT Diversity Committee. So Linda, let me start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about Finnegan's recent diversity rating and some of the firm's benefits and programs that helped earn this rating?
We earned a 100% rating this year, which is something that we're both very happy and proud to get, but not very surprised, actually, because Finnegan has had many programs and benefits in place for a long time. I think this is maybe just the first time that we got them all on down on paper in answer to the questions, first time that we are recognized in this manner.
Beyond the perfect score, what's the true benefit of this rating?
I think that the benefit of this rating comes on a number of different levels. I think for Linda and I, it's not a surprise that we have it, but I think it's great for other attorneys or staff who may be considering Finnegan as a place to work. You know, one of the problems, say, law students have when they're trying to decide which firm should they apply to is, how do you know whether a particular firm is going to be open to LGBT attorneys? There's a lot of misinformation out there, and it's very hard to accurately portray a firm's culture. And so getting this 100% rating is important to the firm because I think it sends a clear message that this is a place where LGBT individuals can work and feel welcomed.
How would you describe the corporate climate at the firm in terms of its LGBT employees?
Well, I think you described the corporate climate overall as one of having a culture of respect and professionalism. I think that goes beyond just LGBT, but applies whether you're talking about relations between partners and associates, between attorneys and staff, between people of different races, between genders, and certainly also between LGBT employees. I suppose the best way to think about it is we're a large firm. We have offices all over the country and indeed all over the world. And as such, I think we're a microcosm of a lot of different cultures and beliefs. You know, as such, we're already a diverse firm. The thing is, no matter what your individual beliefs might be, you're always going to treat the people you work with respect.
I would add, as you say, Finnegan's environment is one of respect and professionalism. Everyone at Finnegan is united around the common goal of providing a professional legal work product. And to that end, that's what's most important to us.
Before I came to Finnegan, actually before I went to law school, I had an entirely different career. And what I find is that here at Finnegan, I do work really hard, but at the end of the day, rather than rush to get home, more often than not, I'm going and having dinner or some drinks with my coworkers, because they're not just the people I work with. They really have become my friends. And it's not even that there's no issue. It's expected that my partner will join me for dinner and drinks with my coworkers, and he is openly welcomed and, in fact, has become a member of our little family.
When did you first notice that Finnegan had created a culture of respect and understanding for LGBT employees?
Well, I actually came out during the interview process, and I will never forget, there was a brief moment of surprise, and then the question I was asked was, why didn't you tell us sooner? So Finnegan actually brought me back for a second time, and this wasn't really an interview. It was just an opportunity to meet with different LGBT attorneys at the firm, because the firm was concerned that they want to make sure I had all of my questions answered, including all of the questions I had about what was it like to be an LGBT attorney at Finnegan. So I knew from the beginning that the firm was willing to really bend over backwards to answer all my questions and to make sure I was comfortable at Finnegan and to know that I would be comfortable being out here.
As for my experience, I've been at the firm longer than John, so it's harder for me to think back to when I first noticed a culture of respect. But I'd have to say that's been my sense back to my very first days as a summer associate. I can think back over the years, and I just know that my family has been a part of the Finnegan family for as long as I've been a part of Finnegan. I know that as an associate, my partner and I had two children. They're now 8 years old. My partner and my children have always been welcome at the firm.
What do you have to say to LGBT employees looking for work at a law firm?
Well, I would say be yourself in the interview and on your resume. The right firm for you will take all of you and will like all of you and will appreciate all of you. And as we were referring to earlier, the law firm in many ways becomes your family, and you want to be honest with your family. You might as well do so right from the beginning.
I would say, especially for people in law school who are trying to decide where they want to go work, don't be afraid to be out. Don't be afraid to ask a firm about its LGBT policies. Don't be afraid to ask to speak to LGBT attorneys. It's a truth of the legal profession that you will put a lot of effort into your job, and you will spend a lot of time with your coworkers. As a result, it's incredibly important that you like the people that you work with and that you're working in an environment where you feel comfortable and where you feel like you can be open. And as Linda said, where you can feel like you can be yourself.
Our guests have been attorneys Linda Thayer and John Crocetti from Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. To listen to other podcasts in this series and for additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.